5 years ago today, this happened in Moscow.
Искренне хочу, чтобы вы нас поняли.
Russian President Vladimir Putin addressing all the big players in Russian politics and the nation from a hall inside the Kremlin. This was March 18, 2014, and Putin was announcing Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, a chunk of land about the size of Maryland, sticking out into the Black Sea. At the end of the speech, Putin sat down, signed some documents, and voila, cue the anthem. According to Russia, the Crimean Peninsula was theirs. Except the annexation was declared illegal by the international community, including the United States.
We've continued to be deeply concerned by events in Ukraine. We've seen an illegal referendum in Crimea, an illegitimate move by the Russians to annex Crimea, and dangerous risks of escalation.
Russia wasn't done, though. As you might recall, Ukraine had been going through a political revolution at the time. Ukraine's Kremlin-backed president, Viktor Yanukovych, had been ousted, and even after a new election, the country was not stable. In the middle of all that, Russian soldiers dressed in unmarked uniforms entered eastern Ukraine and, working with local separatists, started a war that continues to this day, 5 years later. More than 10,000 people dead, more than 1 million people displaced. One of the biggest crises in Europe since World War II. So where does the U.S. stand in all of this today? And why isn't the annexation of Crimea and the war in eastern Ukraine seen as a bigger deal? That's what I put to Kurt Volker. He's President Trump's special representative for Ukraine negotiations.
Well, it is a big deal. Russia claims to have annexed this 5 years ago. No one accepts that claim. The European Union and we and others have placed sanctions against Russia as a result of their invasion, occupation, and claimed annexation. Just recently, March 15th, the European Union, Canada, and the United States are coordinating the announcement of a few additional sanctions as well to mark that we still refuse to accept this claimed annexation by Russia.
What are sanctions actually accomplishing?
You know, the fact that Russia continuously seeks to have them removed is an indicator that they are having an impact. We see that Russia is unable to expand some of the businesses and relationships that it would like to do. That is putting some pressure inside the system on Putin. I think he has become more authoritarian over time, more restrictive. So I think these sorts of things are reflecting that there is pressure inside the system because of sanctions. And I think it's important that we keep them in place. And also reach out a hand to Russia and say, we are willing to talk. We want to see peace reestablished. We want to see the territory of Ukraine restored. We want to see the lives of these people, especially in eastern Ukraine, where there is active fighting every day. We want to see those people's lives improved again, see the lives of people in Crimea improved again.
So you said in there one of the goals is the territory of Ukraine should be restored. I mean, do you think the sanctions are going to actually get Putin to back out of Ukraine?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. Sanctions are part of a wider strategy, not the only thing. What we have tried to do, and I talk for a moment about eastern Ukraine and the Donbas, where fighting is actively going on, and also, I should say, with the claimed annexation of Crimea, Russia has alienated the people of Ukraine. You've seen young people, especially in Ukraine, but the population as a whole, become more unified, more nationalist, more pro-Ukraine, more anti-Russian, more pro-Europe. These are breaks in that civilization that are a consequence of Russia's attacks. And I think the longer this goes on, the more it will create that schism between Ukraine and Russia. And I think that's the reason why there is still hope that at some point Russia will want to end this. And when they do, we in France and Germany and others are prepared to be as helpful as we can to negotiate peace so that the territory can be restored to Ukraine.
The Trump administration has been sending arms, as you know, to Ukraine. Is this a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia?
I would flip it around. I would say that the previous administration had a ban on sales of lethal defensive arms to Ukraine, not a ban we had in place for all countries around the world. In one place where they needed it most, where they're actually being attacked by Russia, we had said, well, we're not going to help you with lethal defensive arms. I don't think that made a lot of sense, and that has now been removed. So we now have a normal defense relationship with Ukraine, as we do with lots of countries.
We're speaking with Kurt Volker, the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Negotiations. Let me just take a moment. This is President Trump talking about the fighting in eastern Ukraine in an interview with ABC. This is back in 2016, before he was elected.
And frankly, that whole part of the world is a mess under Obama. With all the strength that you're talking about and all of the power of NATO and all of this, in the meantime, he's going away. He takes Crimea. He's sort of, I mean...
But you said you might recognize that.
I'm going to take a look at it. But, you know, the people of Crimea, from what I've heard, would rather be with Russia than where they were. And you have to look at that also.
So, Ambassador, that was Trump 3 years ago. Does the president today think Crimea should be a part of Russia?
Well, as you saw, the Secretary of State, Pompeo, on behalf of the Trump administration, issued a formal declaration saying the United States does not and will not recognize Russia's claimed annexation of Crimea. So that issue has been put to rest. There is no question about what the U.S. position is on this.
So here's the thing about Crimea, as you well know. Vladimir Putin sees it as a Russian possession. It's in the narrative of Russian sovereignty and Russian culture and righting a historic wrong, and lots of Russians love him for that. When he announced it in Parliament, there were lawmakers who were crying that Crimea was back. How concerned are you that that dynamic is just unsurmountable?
Well, I think in the short term, what you're describing is exactly right. President Putin is going to hang on to Crimea as tightly as he can. He, remember, has said that the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest tragedy of the 20th century. And the way he has designed his rule is that you're going to have strong leadership Putinism at home and a nationalist outlook abroad, including a right of say over its neighbors and over former Soviet territory. Ultimately, however, like the Soviet Union itself, that is not sustainable. The people of Crimea do want to be in control of their own destiny again and not subsumed fully into Russia.
But in Crimea, there are a lot of people who want to be part of Russia, and they would say their lives have improved since Russia annexed the territory.
There may be some. I'm not sure I would go so far as to say a lot. And I would certainly say that that number has gone down over time because the nature of the system that Russia has put in place in Crimea is, in fact, very restrictive, very repressive.
Would you say you've got a tough job?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I think that if you say that the definition of success is to get the territory back tomorrow, then okay, that's not going to happen. But what we need to do is build a strong and sustainable position for the United States and the transatlantic community and for Ukraine so that Ukraine becomes a successful democracy, a successful economy, a secure country that is a part of Europe. And as long as we build that strength and sustainability, then time is on the side of Ukraine getting its territory back. And I think we've done a good job at that. I think over the past few years, we've built a stronger and more sustainable position that will lead to the right results over time.
Kurt Volker, the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Negotiations, speaking with us on the fifth year anniversary since the Russian annexation of Crimea. Ambassador, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.